Hey, thanks for being a part of the conversation. Let's play it forward. These are real people, real stories. The struggle to play it forward. Episode number 622 is with Alyssa Crosby from NBC's The Voice.
Good morning, Errol. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's such a blessing to be talking with you. I'll tell you what, you and Frank Garcia with your karaoke backgrounds, man. I mean, it's time to open up a bar and have some fun.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to open up a bar with Frank. He's a blast.
What did you learn by doing the karaoke? Was it because in reality, doesn't that all also challenge you to do it in your own way?
It does. That was one of the reasons why my blind audition song, I changed the whole arrangement of it when I went in for rehearsal. And because I was given an Alanis Morissette song, and I said, all right, I'm going to be compared to her no matter what I do. So I was like, I need to change the song and make it sound completely different so that nobody can compare me and tell me that I'm doing karaoke. Because for the arrangement I did, there's no karaoke version around. So I completely changed it, and I was like, I'm going to do this my own way. I'm going to make it sultry and soft and pretty instead of hard rock, and you know, that was what I did. So yeah, it is definitely a challenge to do things a little differently, but I've learned over the years not to be mimicky and to change things and kind of make them my own.
Where do you get that confidence and that courage to be able to do that? Because so many people would like to, but then they step back because they know that they could be judged by it.
I'll be honest with you. I'm still learning how to be comfortable. I really am. I mean, every day is a challenge. I mean, you're your own worst critic.
Yep.
And every day I humble myself, let me tell you. I record something and I just pick myself apart, and I'm learning to be nicer to myself. I'm learning to step outside of my comfort zone, do things I'm very uncomfortable with. For one, this show, I have auditioned for so many years to get on it. I got a lot of no's. And every time I get a no, I'd work a little bit harder and I'd learn a little bit more about myself. And I wanted so badly to be there that I just kept trying and growing. I would do vocal exercises and I would watch stuff on YouTube and I would just challenge myself a little bit. And I think that's the keys. Yeah. You know, always challenge yourself, always be a little bit uncomfortable because that's how you grow, but also be humble because you always can grow. No matter how good you are, you can always get better.
Yeah, because the people around you, they'll always accuse you of being overconsumed by such a project. And it's like, I'm not being consumed. It's a calling. I know I'm going to be there. I just don't know when it's going to happen.
Exactly. And when you love something and you're passionate about it, you want to put all your energy into it. You know, I think anybody would say that. So yeah, I mean, I wanted it so badly. I would picture myself there every time I'd watch a new season. I'd be like, I'm going to get there. I'm going to be on that stage. I just know it. You know, it wasn't a matter of if it was going to happen. It was just when.
Wow. I'm a mobile DJ, and your mother was also in the karaoke business. I protect all of my music. Did you ever break into your mom's karaoke collection?
So many times.
Oh my God, that would freak me out.
My mom had a karaoke business in the early 2000s. So this was when you had CDs. You know, now everything's digital. So she had like this big, huge, I don't even remember what they're called anymore. It was like this big, huge vessel that had all the CDs, and you'd like spin it and you'd pull it out. Oh my gosh. I would rearrange her stuff all the time. And we also had like our karaoke. My mom had her professional karaoke stuff. And then we had a karaoke thing in the living room. So I was always going through her stuff and just playing around, messing around. My friends and I would record little videos on her ginormous handheld video camera, which was from the 90s, which is massive.
Oh, and my God.
Yeah, good times, my childhood. Yeah, I made my mom mad a lot of times. Poor woman.
Making that transition from karaoke to Wild Card. I mean, my God, I mean, now it's for real.
Yeah. So I decided in my 20s, I was like, you know what? I really love karaoke, but I want to get paid to do this. Like, I think that I've, you know, paid my dues, and I'm ready to get paid to do the thing I love to do. And I was like, what better way than to start a band? And I basically put an ad out and looked for some people and stumbled upon these guys. which also sounds really sketchy. But met these guys and they ended up being my mom's friends, my mom and dad's friends from like high school, which was really funny. And we started a band, we started Wildcard, and it's been a blast, you know, 8 years, and we started building up a lot of momentum probably the year after the pandemic. During the pandemic, I really honed in and tried to learn different performance styles and messed around with my sense of fashion. And since then, you know, our following has just grown and we've gotten a lot better.
Well, I study Native American spirituality. So when I found out that you are a cat person, the things that I found out, self-sufficiency, intuitive, magic with a mystery. Is that you?
I would say, yeah. Anybody else would tell me I'm crazy, but I like the way you put it. I like the way you put it. That's better. yes, I love my animals. I love my kitties. If I could, I'd have a million more. We put a lot of love and energy into our home and our animals, and they live a better life than most people.
Do you think as a songwriter that if we could replant you back in the 1960s, this Taylor Swift world that we're living in, would it be, could you fit into the Bob Dylan world? In other words, I think Taylor Swift is like a Bob Dylan of today.
You know, I've never made that comparison, but you're kind of right. And yeah, she just kind of carves her own path there, and she's a force.
Yeah,
I absolutely agree with that. And if we could go back into the 60s, that, yeah, no, I definitely, definitely.
What are you learning as a songwriter today?
As a songwriter, I'm very novice in songwriting. I have an EP coming out here at the end of the month that it's a 2-song EP, and they're my first 2 originals I've ever written and recorded. I'm very excited about it. But like I said, my very first ones. And as I'm going through this process, I'm learning a lot about it. I'm learning a lot about how to put my feelings and my thoughts into things, but also making music that can be translated in so many different ways. I love, going back to Taylor Swift, I love her metaphorical lyricism. I love that you can take a song of hers and you can basically apply it to anybody's life. You know, it doesn't have to be about love. It can be about, you know, yourself. It can be about challenges. And I love that about her. And I think that's a huge key of writing music, is to make it speak to everybody. Even if you have a meaning for you, it needs to have so many meanings for other people too.
Absolutely. Where can people go to find out more about you and give you some love and to get that EP into their life?
So you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Alyssa Crosby Sings. That is my handle. So please find me, show me some love. And I post all of my stuff, my shows, and I post videos all the time. And I will be releasing my EP here at the end of the month. So hopefully you guys enjoy it.
Do me a favor, get in touch with me afterwards, because I love promoting music and putting it out there. So when you're dropping that thing, you've got to get back in touch with me.
Oh my gosh, I would love to. Thank you so much, Arrow. I would love that so much.
Excellent. Well, you be brilliant today, okay?
Thanks. You also.